Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So for more on all this, joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline, Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran, at 1-800-GET-HAIR. By Awaken 180 Weight Loss, become your own success story by dropping the weight holding you back. It starts with just one call to Awaken 180, and by Unified Office, where they help business maximize every incoming call at unifiedoffice.com. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. We're just spitballing about the idea that Bill could be done in New England. And we were reading from your pal Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. I think this is something you guys, if I'm not mistaken, talked about at the Super Bowl. You and Florio were kicking around the idea of what Bill could potentially do when he's done coaching. Could he kick upstairs in New England? Could he coach elsewhere? And that's what Florio wrote about last night. What could you see Bill doing whenever he's done as coach of the New England Patriots?
I think ideally, if anything, if he stayed in football, I would not be surprised if he kicked upstairs and became a Bill Parcells kind of jefe of football operations. I don't think that he is as meddlesome as some former head coaches would be. I think he would let, whether it be Gerard Mayo or Bill O'Brien or anybody, do their own thing. And I think he would be still able to keep a hand in and advise and counsel, maybe a kind of an Ernie Adams type of role. So I think ideally that would be it. But that's all, you know, rainbows and unicorns, and he gets hoisted on everyone's shoulders and carried off the field in 2 years. If it doesn't end that way, and he's short of the Shula record, does he go someplace else? I mean, he is an exceptional 71-year-old in terms of energy and motivation. So would he go to, as Florio pointed out, a Washington or, I mean, I'm just going to spitball, Chicago or wherever, to try and chase the last 4 to 6 wins that he might need? Or would he just, it's very interesting. And that's the dynamic, too, that enters into the whole decision of what happens if mediocre continues.
Yeah, so another thing you guys, I believe, discussed, and I think Florio talked about this at the time, was Bill's interest in potentially ownership points, like having an interest in maybe being an owner at some point in time. Is that something, from your understanding, that interests Bill?
I have never heard that. And I do, and I have heard the football, you know, overlord. And that was in the book Dynasty by Jeff Benedict. It was posited that that was something that he would like to do, similar to what Parcells did. When he said that, how concrete that was, and who said that, because Bill didn't really contribute to that book, remains to be seen. But I haven't heard anything about an interest in ownership.
Tom, Robert Kraft got us spinning earlier this week with his comment about the text message you got from Meek Mill about Lamar Jackson. Doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but a situation like that, a signing like that, Kraft said he responded that that's Bill's decision. Is that really 100% Bill's decision, an investment that big in a roster spot?
Sure, it is, but I think it also would require extreme vetting with the head coach, with the owner, and the notion of, well, Bill knows what's best. He certainly burned a lot of that collateral in the last few years, whether it be via the draft, via free agency, via Brady, via the replacement for McDaniels. So how much harder would he be cross-examined, I think, would remain to be seen. But it's important to Robert to Pontius Pilate as much of the football as he can.
So,
and he did it with Brady, and he's doing it here. By the way, before we go any further, I'll hear no more Dana Barrow slander. Okay. Is that a end zone?
We were guilty of that earlier in the program.
End zone.
Could you not?
The very end zone. Stop it.
Tom, I said that he had a good pitch. It was these other.
No, he had a good pitch. It's just, could you get somebody with a ring? No. That shouldn't be that hard.
You didn't even finish the sentence, Meg. You didn't even finish to the itch portion of he had a good pitch before Jones was screaming.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. That's true. I talked right over. That's true. I do that every day.
Very
apologies,
typical.
Mego.
Really quick, though. So you say there would be a closer vetting. There would be an intense vetting. What is the point of that vetting or cross-examination that Robert Kraft would have with Bill if he's never going to push back and say, I just don't see it. You're not giving me enough here to, you know, move me one way or another.
But, I mean, I just don't see it. How can Robert with a straight face say that to Bill after 22 years of saying, he does the football, I do this? You can sit there and say, you know, Section 213, we would have thought that was a horrible idea, but you have to divorce yourself, as Robert Kraft has, from the football end of things. If he wants to overrule it because he doesn't like the structure of the contract and is diametrically opposed as an owner to setting a precedent of handing out that kind of money, or he says, look, we had our actuarial tables looking at this, or at, you know, whoever does the probabilities, and it doesn't look like he's going to be able to play 17 games. So we're prorating his $42 million a year, and we're actually going to be paying him, in essence, closer to $50 million a year, and that's too much for us. We're not doing that. That's the way to do it. But in terms of football, if Bill went to Robert and said, we want to do this for $42 million a year, don't you think he'd vet it? He's not just going to say, okay, Bill. I just don't know how I think the overruling that Robert would do would be financial, not football related. But he just said earlier this week that never once has this economically incredibly frugal and stable coach been turned down. So,
Tommy, a couple of days ago at the LSU Pro Day, Bill sort of explained or walked back, I guess, that past 25 years comment that he had. Do you think that was all his decision to make those additional comments? And how did you sort of take those comments when he said them?
The second part first.
Okay.
I think it's exactly how he feels. I think that when he is questioned about anything, whether it be moving on from Tom Brady or drafting Mac Jones or Kyle Duggar or Devin McCourty or Logan Mankins or any myriad of mistakes and great successes he's had, that's fed into, look, I get stuff right. I've only been doing it for 22 years. So if you people are going to sit there and wonder, why is the team going to be good? Because we're always good. Because I'm here for 25 years. And he overstated, but I can see why he would feel that way. When he harkens back to that, though, Christian, it does open the door to a conversation about the level of post-Brady success, which any place else, 25 and 25, people would say, well, arrow's kind of pointing up here. But here, Pete Carroll gets fired for a winning record from 97 through 99. Bill has not been accustomed to that. So I get why he said it. I don't think the timing was very intelligent in terms of what we've looked at in the recent past. But Bill doesn't look at his recent past. He looks at his body of work. When he signs his autograph, he puts down every Super Bowl that he's won, all six of them, in normal numbers, not Roman numerals.
Does he do the Giants ones too or no?
Pardon me?
Does he do the Giants ones too?
Not on the autographs that I've seen.
Just the boat.
He's many times been kind enough over the years when I've said, hey, I have a charity here and can talk to Bears and say, can you give me a ball for this? Boom. He provides a ball. So that's how I know. But I think he has a right to feel that way, but he's also tone deaf in articulating it right now after running the entire Patriots organization, or offense, I should say, aground last year and ruining a season with Mac Jones. As I wrote, in Bill we trust makes people, when Bill says trust me, people shudder more readily than they ever did before. And as for was he pushed into making that comment, I don't know if ownership did. I don't know if he looked at the way it was playing in Peoria or if the Teddy Bruschi comments caused him to, but I'm sure that something prompted him to.
You mentioned the arrows pointing up, or you could at least make a case the arrows pointing up going into this season. O'Brien, Smith-Schuster, Gesicki, all these things. What? Can I hear a win total from you? I could have sworn I might have even heard, did I hear 15 wins the other day, Tom? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, when you get through the playoffs and when they go to Vegas,
I see.
Super Bowl.
So you're counting postseason wins.
Yeah, they'll be chasing the 16th win when they get to Vegas.
That still seems high, but okay.
No, I got them at 11. I was exaggerating with the 15, so I'm playing with you right there.
Okay.
I think they're winning
the Super Bowl this year.
I do not.
Okay.
I think they'll win 11 games.
Write that down.
I think that's going to sound high to some people out there, Tom.
Yeah,
with
I think
all the
some people are high, Meg, okay?
Oh, yeah?
But the over-under is 7.5, right? I mean, the over-under is 7.5.
What can I tell you? I never get this stuff wrong.
But
every single year you ask me, I get it right.
It is true.
Doesn't matter if it's Cam.
He's very close to it every year.
You were good last year. Yeah, you had him in not in good shape last year. That's true.
And I had him for, I think, 12 or 11 wins the year before. I had him for a losing season, 8 wins with Cam. I can smell it. You can smell it sometimes. Nose like this, Adam?
The nose knows.
Yeah.
I have heard that before.
What else you want to talk about?
Anything else, Mego?
No.
Mego's done with you.
Wait, well, I'll ask you this, Tom. Do you think I eat too much candy? Jones is, like, really coming down on me recently.
You should see these two wolf candy before the show, Tom. I mean,
You've worked with me. You've seen my diet.
It's like a couple of six-year-old on Halloween.
Yeah, it's gross. The Mountain Dew stuff. I mean, I can't imagine she even had it's gross. I will say one thing that's interesting to watch play out. We're going to talk about this on Early Edition tonight, too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Is just what's left over from Bill being agitated at Mac for more than anything else. You know, the yelling and the gesticulations during the games was irritating enough. But Chris Sims alluded to this, and I heard it reaffirmed today, going outside the building for counsel as to, is this the way we're supposed to be doing this? That really pissed Bill off. And as we know, a betrayal of Bill's disloyalty, I think, in Bill's mind, is almost worse than bad play. And Mac, even though you could say, well, it's ironic, the guy's trying to get better, and he's wondering, are we supposed to be doing it this way? And asking people around football about it. That effort to improve was showing up the Matt Patricia, Joe Judge contingent and Bill putting them in charge. And when Bill caught wind of it, he's still pissed about it. So I think a lot of that, how well are they going to be able to bury the hatchet on Mac's perceived and presumed disloyalty in doing that? And does Bill O'Brien rectify that, or is Bill still itching to teach the kid a lesson?
Did you get any sense of who he was reaching out to? You said people in the football world.
I did not. I mean, could it have been Sarkisian? Could it have been folks at Alabama? Look, Brian Hoyer's not here anymore. And Brian Hoyer was guaranteed $2 million this year. He was guaranteed $1.4 million of his $2 million contract. Patriots released him and made it clear that, you know, we're moving on because of your head. And he had been cleared for a long time. He anticipated coming back. Brian Hoyer was not sold on what was going on last year. And I don't think he really made it. I think he let that be known that Mac was up against it on a weekly basis. And I think that's a large portion of why Hoyer is not here. The Patriots would tell you otherwise, but they're paying him $1.4 million to not play here and not be part of the system, even through training camp, and release him in August when you could use him for this offseason. No, thanks. We're all set with you. I think it's interesting.
That is very interesting. All right, well, he's Tommy Curran. You can check him out at NBC Sports Boston. He's on Early Edition tonight. You're going to want to tune in for that. And, Tom, we'll talk
hosting.
To you next.
I'm hosting.
I'm sorry, you're hosting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're the lead guy.
Mm-hmm.
Front and center. All right, so good stuff going on there at 6. So you can tune in for that. Tom, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right, Tom Curran, as all our guests joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Well, that is interesting about Hoyer, that Hoyer is no longer here because he also was part of the problem in terms of doubting the coaching staff last year.
Was he maybe influencing Mac?
Well, or agreeing with Mac or encouraging Mac or whatever. Sure. I don't think Mac needed much encouragement to do what he wanted
to
do last
Mac
year.
Up.
He might be backing Mac up. Now, I can meet you on that one. But I think that's part of the reason why you're probably hearing so much about Zappi, is because Bill felt wronged by how Mac carried himself. And I don't dismiss that at all. I think Bill is completely I think he should feel vindicated for feeling that way. Like, Mac acting out was a bad, bad, bad look for Mac. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up, and it's our Triple Play next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.